Roth IRA vs. traditional IRA. Two retirement accounts you open yourself, with the same contribution limits but very different tax treatment. The choice depends on your tax rate now versus later. This lesson has not yet been reviewed by a CFP or CPA. The figures here are sourced to IRS guidance on traditional and Roth IRAs and the 2026 contribution limits. Whether Roth or traditional fits you depends on your current and expected future tax brackets, which is specific to your situation. Consult a licensed advisor before acting on a specific situation. An IRA individual retirement account is a retirement account you open on your own, separate from any employer. For 2026, the contribution limit is $7,500 a year, $8,600 if you are 50 or older, which is $7,500 plus a $1,100 catch-up. You can have one even if you also have a 401k. The IRA limit is combined. Traditional IRA. You contribute pre-tax money. The contribution may be tax-deductible depending on your income and whether you have a workplace plan. The money grows tax-deferred. You pay ordinary income tax on withdrawals in retirement. Roth IRA. You contribute money you've already paid tax on. The money grows completely tax-free. Qualified withdrawals in retirement, including all the gains, are 100% tax-free. Which is better? The honest answer depends on whether your tax rate will be higher now or in retirement. The general rules of thumb people use. If you're early in your career and expect to earn more later, right arrow Roth often wins. You pay tax now while your rate is lower. If you're at a peak earning year and expect a lower rate in retirement, right arrow traditional often wins. You skip the high tax now. If you have no idea, Roth is often the cleaner default. Tax-free withdrawals, more flexibility, and less risk of being surprised by future tax laws. Income limits. Roth IRAs phase out at higher incomes. For 2026, the phase out for single filers and heads of household runs from $153,000 to $168,000 of modified adjusted gross income. For married filing jointly, it runs from $242,000 to $252,000. Above the upper bound, you generally cannot contribute directly, though there is a legal work. Roth IRAs let you withdraw your contributions, not gains, at any time, tax and penalty free. That makes them surprisingly flexible. They can double as a backup emergency fund for some people.